Right now, the surcharge kicks in when the city of Sitka uses more than $50,000 worth of diesel fuel to make electricity. The amount of the surcharge is determined by taking the amount of diesel over 50 grand in a year and dividing it by the number of kilowatt hours sold to customers in the same year. The changes approved last night do two main things. Instead of the fuel surcharge kicking in after $50,000, it would kick in after whatever amount the city budgets for diesel. And instead of determining the surcharge based on annual usage, the city would use quarterly data. Here's Utility Director Christopher Bruton explaining to the Assembly last night just how it works.
So we're projecting over the next 6 months, we're going to have to burn $1.5 million worth of diesel. What we have done with this ordinance is we take that number, break it down on a monthly basis,
and then subtract the money already in the budget for fuel and whatever the state has chipped in to help.
Then you come up with a net amount of money that you have to collect to pay for the fuel.
All right. So they've got that net amount, the rest of the bill, basically. And then they look at how much power was used during the same quarter the year before. So they take those two numbers, divide that together,
and that comes up with what the fuel surcharge is per kilowatt hour.
All right, so this is probably the part of the story where you're wondering how much. What are the bills going to look like? Now, remember, the surcharge will be calculated quarterly, so let's look at January and then April. Information presented to the Assembly last night estimates that with a surcharge of about 1 cent per kilowatt hour in January, the average residential bill will go up about $14. In April, with a surcharge of about 2 cents a kilowatt hour, the average residential bill could go up about $26. The increase for residential customers is kind of in the middle of the pack. Commercial customers will see their bills go up about $31 in April, and harbor customers will see their bills go up about $15. There are other variations in there, too, for the Sawmill Cove Industrial Park, where customers could see nearly a $90 jump, and for governmental users, whose bills will go up about $30 in April. Now, Bruton says the process is used by other utilities, and he compared it to places where the electrical systems are tied together, and utility companies can buy electricity from one another.
You don't have enough of your own generation, you go on the open market and you buy it, and you pass that cost through to the customer, and that's all we're doing here. But we're doing it in a way that we hope we can give the customers the price signal up front so they know what their power is going to cost and they have the ability to modify their behavior and consumption to try to eliminate the impacts of the higher cost energy.
In other words, a little warning rather than being slapped with a surcharge at the end of the year. Now, while all of this is going on, Sitka is working to expand its hydropower capacity. It's well into a project to raise the Blue Lake Dam, and it's exploring the possibility of a hydropower project at Tecats Lake. Assemblymember Mike Reif pointed to projections last night that show Sitka once again having trouble by the year 2025 keeping up with the demand for electricity. He told Bruton that all the money spent on new hydropower needs to be supported with conservation efforts on the parts of all Sitkins.
And the Tecats project is a $300 to $400 million project that is scary, and so conservation definitely has to be part of the solution, but it just goes to show that we have a future that has some major energy obstacles to overcome.
Bruton responded.
That's very astute. We will be in this position again in the next 10 years.
The new fuel surcharge structure earned unanimous approval from the Assembly. It takes effect in 30 days. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.